I mean, we can always get rid of him.
Came on.
No.
Came on. And there's no Gersh yet, which is hilarious, because everybody that says they're going to be late is here.
I noticed that.
We did get the note from Gersh. Oh, shit. I haven't read anything.
You're freaking kids.
Freaking yeah. kids.
Freaking single guys. I cannot make up my mind about who I want to play.
Well, I mean, leave your... Yeah, I mean, Jason has probably the best idea, but let's wait. Let's do the world stuff first, and then we can see what. And if you don't have an idea, there may be some that fit in better with the group. So maybe right. good to have some people that are flexible.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple ideas, and we'll see how they can yeah. slot in.
Nothing more flexible than fan service, in my opinion.
Is that what you want? Because I'm a fan of fan service. I can help you find cake. Your images if you want. I mean, you'll yeah. spend a few hours.
But how do you know he's not a beefcake fan service?
Well, you know, I'm okay with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Get out of your comfort zone a little.
That's right.
I'm willing. You know, I find myself staring at clay stone every once in a while.
Oh.
It happens.
How can you help yourself?
I can't.
That's like David. That's like Michelangelo's David.
Yeah.
Well played, sir.
Gersh just sent an email 15 minutes ago. It's going to be at least 15 minutes late, still working on getting kids to bed.
Oh, okay.
Well, that would make him here any minute then, right?
That should be fine. Well, no worries. I was going to say something, and I couldn't remember what it was.
So this is the next one I want to watch, is My Hero Academia that I'm seeing in here.
It's yeah. really good.
Everybody's been just raving about it around here.
Yeah.
Not a fan? I don't know.
No, well, you know, I like the, it's, you know, the little boy, we're fighting battles, is kind of interesting, but I need some love stuff to go along with it.
Is that not the superhero one?
It is the superhero.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Does it have love stuff? You never know with those. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Okay.
I've right. never watched an anime that doesn't have the love stuff, including Gundam.
A little bit of yeah. love stuff.
Yeah. A little bit. I need a minimum level.
He doesn't need sexy time. He needs romance.
Oh.
All right, Jason knows me.
Oh. Slow burn romance.
It's different. Romance.
Yeah. No, man, holding hands gets me going. Put that on.
You have you seen the I roommate is a monster or whatever that one's called?
Oh yeah, that one's good. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
How about High School of the Dead?
Well, no, that one. You know, I'm more on. You know, I go to ones that I know are going to have romance. So like,
this one has one strange episode right in the middle that's just like an orgy. So the rest really? Of it is like the rest of it's the
same. An orgy is not what I want. I want romance.
It's zombies and panties.
That's right. It's a lot of panties. A lot of fan service.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed the series.
Which one? High School of the Dead?
High School of the Dead. I don't like zombies, but for some reason, I like the rest of it.
Could have been the panties.
Well, I posted. We were on the Stars Without Number channel. It was like we were. Some Swede was doing theme songs, and so I did. I found this one from. It's one of the Black Butler spinoffs, and it's got some fan service-y, like, you know, blonde haired chick. And, you know, she's like. Smiling all this, and then she starts like swinging a sword around and chopping zombies' heads off, and I thought that was pretty cool.
I like the sound of that.
So that kind of scene would make me go check out a series. So there's an unlimited number of opportunities out there.
There's a lot of anime out there.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not. I don't know what you're talking
about. Gersh is here.
Sup, Gersh?
Greetings.
Well, welcome, gentlemen, to our session zero of Oddity High. We're going to, I was writing up AAC, and I'm like, I wonder if I could put this on the map somewhere.
A little
maybe
island,
an island nation.
Yeah.
I think it could, I think we could make it work. So maybe I really have
Japanese high school.
Yeah. I, you know, these are beta rules. I don't have, I've read through them. What I'm preparing you for is, we're going to have to wing it.
there's going to be some bumps in the road.
Yes. I thought the questions that it came up with were good, but, you know, I don't know how well this is going to go. So, you know, and but I, you know, with you guys, I'm not worried. I think we'll figure it out. So.
So much misplaced faith in us.
No, well, my faith in you is just that you're not dicks.
Well, that's true.
I don't think that's misplaced at all.
No.
And so I wasn't gonna, well, and Jesse and I were talking about this a little bit, and Matt, at the beginning, I don't know that, you know, we can make a decision as a group if we want to, that this does not have to be a Japanese high school, right? It could be, we could put it in America and figure it out as we go. I don't know if that's a good idea, given this is our first time playing it, but I think we could try it. I think the rule set's, broad enough we could make it work. It yeah, would I have mean, Japanese like flavor to it for sure, but
it's an American high school is really no different than, you know, a Japanese high school in anime. It's just that the anime is usually exaggerating a lot of the drama and storylines.
Yeah, it's a group
to a degree, but
yeah, I mean, there's kind of tropes with the Japanese high school anime, right? There's the, you know, there's the cultural festival episode. There's the, which, as Jesse said, you know, we could do field day or something. But then there's the, you know, there's the summer vacation trips to the beach. I don't know.
Right. So you guys,
that happens in America.
It does. That's what I'm saying. You know, unless you live in, like, Kansas or something, right? But
oh, then you can go to the cornfields and
sure.
go to the
go cow tipping or something.
Yeah. But, you know, I wanted to get you guys' input on, so we're making this world. It can be whatever we want.
They have cows in Japan, by the way.
Well, yeah, well,
they're mostly imported from the U.S.
They massage them daily, and they taste
I was going to say, isn't Kobe
you know
beef
how they
the,
you know how yes. they make Kobe beef?
How?
They import cows from California, and then they treat them as they live in Kobe for a year and a half, and then they are legally allowed to call that Kobe beef.
That's awesome.
I thought there was like a whole massaging and feeding milk and all kinds of.
Theoretically, but they only have to do it for like a year and a half or 2 years.
So if they're raised,
I don't know. I think I would taste pretty good if I was massaged for a year and a half.
I think you'd taste good now, Doug.
That'd be delicious. Now, I have a question about the is this just the high school, or is there, because I see in some of the questions, you know, ghost stories, so is this like some kind of paranormal or other events kind of happening storyline, yeah. Or is this just a high school?
I think we definitely, we can decide that, but no, we're definitely, like, the premise of this, this RPG is that that there are paranormal things going on. I mean, we could play it as a straight vanilla, Japanese high school with just standard romance stuff. I think that might get a little boring.
Yeah. So once we all sleep with each other.
Yeah. And so knowing, Gersh, that you didn't read anything, let me tell you, the character creation process is you choose two playbooks. You choose a real life playbook and an other life playbook, right? So,
okay.
And there is one other life playbook, which is the vanilla, which means you don't have any powers, but you're really just comedy relief at that point, right?
Yeah.
But everybody else is going to have some shit going on. Like, you're a secret agent, or you're a psychotic killer like Jason wants to be.
secret psychotic killer.
Secret psychotic killer. Yes. Yeah, sorry. Did I say that out loud? So, yeah. So, no, I think just to, you know, it's, we're going to definitely And, you know, my anime watching style definitely tends much more to slice of life than probably most of yours. So yeah. I'll have the, if we do decide to do a Japanese high school, I'll have all the, you know, like what happens when you fail a test and, you know, what the cultural festival means and what the cultural appropriation for, you know, like, can you, you know, do you drink your drink when you're standing at the vending machine or do you go somewhere else?
Oh, that's important.
That's
I've been,
right.
Started Persona 5 just by chance, like, mm-hmm. a couple days ago, and I've been playing that until, like, 6 in the morning. I'm getting, like, 2 hours of sleep.
No.
Seen the new Steam release by the same people who did Persona called, like, Classic Clarice?
I don't know. It's a new game. It's been it came out what last year, I think.
Okay. No, there's a new game on Steam.
Oh, there's a new like, one.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
The same people as did Persona, but.
Oh, Catherine.
Yeah.
Yeah, the really I am interested in purchasing that, but I'm going to wait until it's on the PS4.
It's like a cool platformer, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It's really good. Supposedly, the reviews for it were fantastic. It won. A lot of stuff, but yeah. Okay. Yeah, Catherine. It's a adult-themed game.
How is Persona 5?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's probably one of the best games I've played.
Really?
But yeah, it's definitely, you get the Japanese high school thing going, because you're all a bunch of Japanese high school kids. But,
right.
You know, just the artwork and everything and the music is really good.
Catherine Classic? Doesn't sound like a new game.
No, it's Catherine. I thought they remastered it.
It just came out on Steam. It's not appropriate for all ages. This looks good.
Well, you're like engaged to someone named Catherine, and then all of a sudden you find another Catherine that's this blonde, sexy thing, and the decisions you make on...
You wake up with her in your bed.
Oh, yeah. No, this looks like it. Interesting. If this is a platformer...
Yeah.
The gameplay is a platformer. Oh, yeah. No, I see it. Ah, interesting. Cool. Finally comes to the PC. Yeah. Well, I may have to check some of this shit out.
Add that to the wish list.
Yeah. What, So what say you guys? Let's ask the question first about where we want this. I mean, I think we've got to narrow it down to a high school. So let's boundary condition it with it will be a high school. Where do you want this high school to exist? And fantasy world is okay too.
I vote Japan.
Yeah. Okay.
Jesse, Matt, did I hear another guy?
I'm for Japan.
Jesse.
I was gonna say I'd actually say America just for.
Okay. Jason.
Because I'm not as up to date on the lingos that you guys.
That's what I'm here for.
Well, not at all.
I'm not either.
If we get that wrong, it'll be okay.
You didn't add "son" to the back of their name.
The Wrath of Japan will not come to our door.
Yeah, I can give you guys ideas when you should call people Chan, San, Sama. I can probably answer those questions too. But or maybe I'll just let you deal with the consequences when you get it wrong.
I'm fucked. All right, what class is the I'm fucked class?
Vanilla.
The drag along vanilla. There we go.
Drag along vanilla. That's the perfect combo. All right. So let's see. High school in Japan. All right. Now the way that in the rules they propose doing this is everybody kind of like, so you guys, to get you guys involved and make sure I'm not talking the whole time, why don't we just start going around, pick a question that looks interesting to you and propose an answer and then we'll talk about it. So I'm going to choose from the order that's in roll 20. So Gersh.
Yep.
You're up first. You can do rumors or facts.
I'll do facts. So what club or team in our school is renowned for?
Okay.
So I'm going to say that our school is renowned for its what is that with the wooden sword
Kendo?
Thing?
Kendo.
Kind of,
nice.
I like it.
Kendo.
That could play into Yes. Any more details on why we're renowned for this?
So we have a star athlete who is above and beyond anyone in the region, and so he's sort of carrying the team to sort of fame, and they're really everyone else is just sort of okay.
Okay.
But this one guy is sort of making the team sort of the best in the region.
I like it. Anyone else have additions? Yes ands to that? I like it, though. It's good, Gersh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good one.
What year is the star?
He's a second year.
Okay.
It's 3 years in high school, right?
Correct, yeah. All right. You guys have any sense? Well, we'll get to that later. Think about what year you want to be, because, you know, you're gonna have to. You have to call the guy, the people older.
Actually,
than
make him a third year. Make him a
That's
older.
Yeah, he'll probably be senpai to everybody then.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Next is Matt.
Okay. What recent event had the media all over your school? It was the disappearance of a third year, the class president. Her name is Aiku, I-K-U-E, Higashi.
Oh, you came with names and everything.
Came prepared.
Man, I found me a Japanese names generator online.
I-K-U-E, how do you spell the last name?
Higashi, H-I-G-A-S-H-I.
I was reading his email during hockey practice just an hour before this.
All right, so what this could veer into rumors, but so for fact-wise, what do we know about the disappearance of Aikui?
We know that
say all the vowels in Japanese, so it's Aikui.
Aikui, okay. Aikui.
Or Aikue. Cool.
Aikue, okay.
Aikue.
So Aikue was at school on Friday, like normal, the entire day, normal. She's very popular and well-known throughout the school. Monday morning, she did not come back to school, and no one knows what happened to her.
Is she the student council president or the third-year class president?
Student council president.
Wow. I think you're going to do fine at this, Matt.
Here, my guy's got a name, though. Thanks to
I like it.
We all jumped right on.
Well, you have the Google Doc, right? Put it in there and tell us what it is.
All right. We'll go with
it. Did not show up on Monday.
Kusei Mitsuhide.
Mitsuhide. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah, we're going to butcher pronunciation. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
It happens.
So it could be like the Chinese workers that we have in this country where they just take anglicized names.
Harold.
Yep.
We could do that too. It depends on how hard it's going to be to pronounce this shit. So we'll see how it goes. Any other facts associated with this event, Matt, or anyone else?
All I would say is the school is not answering questions. Like, almost intentionally. It seems intentional.
How long ago was this? She didn't show up on Monday. Is this, like, a Tuesday? Or is this, like, that was, like, weeks ago?
No, I think it's weeks ago. That's a good question, Gersh. I think it's weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now everybody's, like, it's
weeks ago makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, no, that fits in.
And were the authorities involved, or, like, the students in the school noticed, right? Or like, she disappeared, and it's just hushed up.
How did the students in the school find out? Was it, you know?
The police were there searching her lockers on Monday.
Okay.
And the media was there interviewing folks.
Oh, that's
true. To answer the question.
Media.
Oh. I just got involved in the answer.
It's great. Cool. Anyone else want to... when it comes around to your turn, and people may be saving stuff, feel free to throw a rumor on something we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Jesse, you're up next.
Okay.
Damn, that drink is going fast.
It wouldn't be the Alcoholic Adventure Cabal if that were not the case.
True. It's a hot toddy. They go down pretty easy.
Let's see. The building itself is a portion of a Shinto shrine that mostly burned down decades ago.
Okay, is this a rumor or a fact?
Fact.
Okay. Is it one of the questions, or you? Oh, here. Oh, there it is. What is unique or special about the school building? So I've got it. So it's a former Shinto shrine.
Yes.
That mostly burned down. How long ago?
2 years.
2 years.
50.
3?
5-0.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're like breaking up as you need to say something and then put the thing at the end because you have an off.
Or it's, like, probably.
It's not starting. Anyway, okay. 50. Okay. Well, there, I still hadn't gotten it. Yeah. All right. Anything else on that? Anyone want to yes and that? Or? Jesse, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, that there are tunnels under the school that have no known purpose.
Me likey. What other tunnels do? Sorry, you began for me.
No known purpose.
Oh, no known purpose. Tunnels under the school.
This is quite a place.
I like it. What, tell me more about these tunnels, just like physically, how do you get to them? You know, do the students go in them for fun? I mean, of course.
Yes, the students go in them for fun. It's probably a club
double
that likes
entendre
to explore them.
They go in them, all right.
Oh.
What, since it's Japanese, how do you all blurred off.
Yeah, that's right. how do you get to them?
There are entrances in the basement of a couple of the school buildings.
And far as facts, so there are no known purpose. Is there any factual data about how far they go?
There are several caved-in dead ends, so
okay.
They don't know where they go beyond that.
How describe what it's like in these tunnels?
It's cramped and dark, and the
do they look,
walls and
like
floor
a, oh yeah, go
ahead. Are dirt, and the roof is the timber.
Roof is what?
Timber. Wood.
Timber? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I like it. Anyone else? Or Jesse, you want to add anything else?
No.
Okay. That's good. I think that's a good one. Jason.
Jason typed.
Yeah.
Oh, you're back. There. You're back. Okay. You typed AKF, which is that away keyboard from Yoda?
I was away from my keyboard as I was typing it.
Oh, supernatural indeed.
Didn't translate very well. I'm thinking about. So I have two in mind.
Well, you're going to get two chances. Well, we're going to come back.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Yeah.
Let's go. What notable public figure has close ties to the school students? And I was trying to look up local government in Japan. So I'm thinking like the prefecture head that our prefecture in.
I love the prep.
So let's say it's a man, you know, so it's basically like the governor, right?
Mm-hmm.
His daughter is the student council vice president.
Ooh. Ooh.
Bom, bom, bom.
Love it. And she is assumed control of the student council with a disappearance.
That is correct. Yep. Yep. And her name is Aishi Asano.
Nice.
And are we anglicizing the names? So Asano.
Sure, we can. How do you spell Aishi?
E-I-S-H-I. Aishi. Okay.
And Asano, A-S-A-N-O?
Yep.
So we're doing it like her family name is Aishi, right?
That's what I was asking.
Yeah. I think we are.
Last name first.
Yeah. So she would be...
This generator is backward.
Is it the fantasynamegenerators.com?
No.
All right, then I need to switch my name up if last name...
Yeah, me too. So, mm-hmm. So we're using last name first, is that what I'm hearing?
Well, that's the appropriate way to do it. But
okay.
Yeah. Probably you're going to, we're going to call them, mostly it'll be, you know, last name Kun or last name Chan.
The same with mine, Duck. So mine will be Higashi Kui, Akue.
Okay. Okay.
Because Higashi's the family name.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Higashi-chan.
Or,
you know, good friends can call each other by their first name, right?
That's right.
It's a, but, you know, for couples, in my kind of anime, that doesn't happen until you, like, date for 6 months that you actually call the person by their first name. And it involves an extreme amount of bluster. All right. That's good. All right, so...
So his name is Asano... Jiro? I don't put that in there. Oh, there you go.
Okay. This is juicy. We can leave it here, or do you want to fill in anything else?
I'm okay leaving it kind of vague.
Yeah, let's leave it open.
Yeah. It can go in a couple different directions from there.
Yeah. Anyone want to plug something on there right now? Or we can always come back to this stuff, too. I like leaving it vague for now. All right. Let's loop through again. So, Gersh, you're back up. And we have done all facts. We can do rumors.
Yeah, that was just going down to the rumors here. It's an urban legend that's been circulating around the school. So, with the disappearance of Akui, is it Akui? Mm-hmm. There's talk amongst the students that there's a cabal amongst the faculty.
Interesting. We can call her San too, since she's, or maybe we call her Sama, since she's Sama is a respect for president. Yeah.
Yeah.
Suspect there is a teacher cabal. I like it. I like the word cabal. Very apropos. Why is my phone going off? No. Okay.
And that her disappearance was part of either a discovery of or a plot from this faculty cabal.
Am I right? Is this reasonable to write?
Yeah.
Did you learn too much about it?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. Good rumor. All right. And if somebody wants to jump in, just jump in. Like if something resonates with you. And we, you know, we can bat it around too. All right. Who was next? It was Matt.
Yeah. So first of all, the picture didn't actually post, but take a look at that link. This is what we're going to be talking about next.
Did you post it in the world, Tony? You put it in the... we can put shit in the document. It's actually easier.
Okay. So this fine gentleman, this is the ghost. It's actually the head, the disembodied head of a samurai that is haunting the school. So first of all, the school, if no one has any objection, the school's in Kyoto.
Okay. Anyone object?
No.
Nope.
And this handsome gentleman is Masakado, Masakado. And he was a rebellious samurai somewhere in 800-ish. And came into power sometime in the 10th century, it looks like here. And he was descended from an emperor. He rebelled and forced his way into power and threatened to overthrow the emperor at the time, so had to be dealt with. He was dealt with by taking an arrow through the head. He was killed by an arrow through the head, after which his head was removed and sent to Kyoto, where it was to be displayed as a warning to anyone who would similarly oppose the emperor. Now, the rumor is that that head was once kept within the temple that burned down.
Oh.
And so the head, somewhere in, somewhere in the 11th century, the head began to speak. Was said to have started speaking every night. The disembodied head would call out into the darkness, screaming for someone to bring it its body so it could continue to fight. One night, the head became tired of merely imploring anyone with an earshot for its body. It was reported to have begun glowing with an eerie light before floating up into the air, after which the head went shooting into the night. The flying, screeching head eventually fell to earth in a fishing village called Shibazaki, where it landed in an area that to this day is known as Masakado no Kubazaki.
Reading this from something?
I am. Yep. I'm reading it from mysteriousuniverse.org.
I like
it. The cursed ghosts of the samurai.
I like it.
Link forthcoming here. This is the article I'm getting this from.
Okay.
So that roughly translates to the hill of Masakado's head. So I would like to put forth that hill is actually directly behind the school.
Cool.
Maybe even on the school grounds.
Well, I mean, does that... Yeah, okay, I'll buy it.
It says a shrine was subsequently built over the burial site, so that shrine could be our temple that burned down.
Okay. All right, I like it. Interesting. All right, Jesse.
Yes. So I heard a rumor that that Friday after school, Mitsuhide Kuse was seen going into the tunnels with Ikue Higashi.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to copy these fucking names. Misakiri Kushie. Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, please edit my edits.
Nana's Grizzly. Who the fuck? Is that you, Jesse?
Yeah, I think if you don't have a Google account...
Or signed into it.
If you're not signed into it. Misakiri Kushie was rumored... been seen with... I think it was Matt that was it. With
oh, is that me?
That tracks.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Anonymous Buffalo and Lemur, or Loris rather. And
no, that's weird, because I am signed in.
I'm
well,
signed
maybe,
in well.
Maybe because I'm giving you access via a link, that's how it just displays it.
Am I Anonymous Buffalo? Because that tracks.
I'm Buffalo. You're Bear.
I think you're Anonymous Bear.
That's a good point. Fair enough.
All right. Was rumored seen with QA Yashi in the tunnels.
Going when into the tunnels.
Going into the tunnels. When was this? On Friday?
On Friday.
What time on Friday?
After school.
Okay. Friday before she disappeared. Cool. Tying it all together. Okay. It sounds like we're going to have some mysteries to solve.
Mm-hmm. Fire up the Scooby snacks. And the bomb.
Yeah. Okay, Jason.
Which of the school's teachers is rumored to have a dark and terrible secret? Let me see.
Professor Snape? Snape? I haven't read the books. I have no idea.
Snape. Lord Commander. Snope.
Yeah. Supreme Leader.
That's right.
I keep saying Lord Commander, but it's Supreme Leader.
It's funnier if you say Lord Commander.
Lord Commander,
yeah.
Because that's how we know. It. That's how I know it now. The movie's
half,
wrong.
He's only half the man he used to be.
Movie is no longer canon.
Oh, it's hilarious. I called her a bitch to her face today. It's great.
Nice.
Doesn't that feel so good?
It really did. I got to fuck you, and she walked away, and I was done.
That's good.
Anyways.
So let's say.
Oh, I like that you're typing.
Yeah, the social studies.
Oh, so you're the Loris.
I'm the Loris.
Yeah, you're anonymous Loris.
Loris.
So what's a Loris?
Oh, we know his Loris.
It looks like a.
Looks like a lemur.
Raccoon or a lemur.
Yeah. Social studies.
Google
teacher.
A Loris.
Tomikai.
Oh, that's a funky looking thing. It's actually a primate.
Huh. Aren't lemurs primates too, though?
I think so.
Maybe.
It does look a bit like a lemur.
A social studies teacher who's a man.
Oh, I totally thought that was a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Yuko male? Or female?
Yuko's usually a female.
Yeah.
Because I know a Yuki who's female.
My Japanese one has a male name button and a female name button.
Oh, you might need to send me that link.
It's a mine spring hold up.
Common feminine, Yuko.
Hmm. Well, I need a male name. Give me Kenzo. A male. Kenzo? There we go. So, Tomika Kenzo is said to have... Just increasing the mystery count. Is said to have done some prison time.
Oh.
And served time in prison. Social studies is, from my understanding, a very hard class in Japanese high school.
Because
it's all encompassing, right?
Yeah, and it's... They'll cover, you know, everything.
Everything.
Most classes in Japanese high schools are pretty hard.
They're pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's not a lot of... There's a lot of studying that goes on.
This says...
What?
Social studies, which is a killer subject, is a combination of geography, history, world and Japanese, sociology, yeah, politics, economics, and civics.
Yeah. And the teachers so that teach it are usually dead. Very boring, so...
Yeah. So this guy is boring, but he's said to have served some prison time.
Nice.
Like, Yakuza tats under his shirt?
Well, we don't know.
I like that it's dark and mysterious.
Is he missing any fingers?
There's a rumor that teaching high school was part of his plea deal.
Oh, man, that's nice. That's
good. Like it. I like it. Throw that in there.
I remember when my professors had a Coke nail.
Nice. Was it an accounting class?
No, finance.
Finance, there you go.
Better.
Did this happen to be in the 80s?
No.
you're not quite that old.
Well, I didn't go back to college until I was older.
I was in college in the 80s, so I guess I am that old. But I was way too young and fresh to recognize a Coke nail.
Why is this in
retrospect
so long?
Now, in retrospect now, there may have been a few.
Yep. Why is his nose so itchy? It doesn't seem that dry in here.
So it's the mole hair sweater you're wearing.
Yes. All right. So here's what I'm thinking. So we've gone through two questions each. We've got some good stuff. I need another drink. I think we should go through and pick some character playbooks. Maybe not go through the full character stuff, but at least like pick, kind of get an idea of what everybody's character is, and then start weaving it all together. What do you guys think?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. So I'm going to get a drink. If anyone else needs a drink,
I'll do the
that
same.
That would be a good time. And we'll be back in a couple. And if you want to take this time to think about your choices, please do.
I always think about my choices.
How did I get here?
See you guys in a minute.
All right. Anybody here?
Yep. So what is this music?
It is a one-hour anime mix. Best of anime soundtracks. From YouTube.
Okay.
I can, if you go on Discord, in the bot commands channel, you can see the link to the YouTube video.
Oh. Curious which song is what?
I think if you go to it, like sometimes they'll list them out. Of course, who knows where we are in the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you started at 7:10, so we're 47 minutes into it.
7 would put us probably in Fate Zero. Back to Zero. That starts at 44 and goes to 49. And then 49 starts Nanatsu no Taizai. I don't know what that is. I've heard of Fate Zero. I think I've read some of the manga for Fate Zero.
I think I have, too.
It's all right.
I did confirm that the head of a prefecture is, in fact, called the governor.
Nice. I like it.
Fair enough.
Research. I think I've prepped for this more than any other RPG I've done. I learned how to, like, because I have an 8-hour anime, which is all opening and closing, but it's a lot of singing. This track's better because it's more like soundtracky stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
are you playing music right now?
Yeah, you might have to turn up Fred Boat if you can't hear it. It's pretty low.
Okay.
It's just to keep the mood.
See, I always thought it was Fred Bot. It is Fred Boat.
Yeah, don't ask me why.
It's probably a misspelling.
Yeah.
So there's, at work, there's a couple things that have been around for years that have been misspelled for, like, ever. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is now.
Yep. I love those things at work. Like, we had a meeting one time, but literally 10 years ago, they started this meeting called Get Our Act Together. We started calling it the GOAT. And now, no one ever calls it that anymore, but long ago, like, some guy had his daughter make this shirt. Actually, I told him to do it, which is a picture of a goat on it, and it says, you know, I have the most, you know, I have done, you know, I'm in the most trouble out of this meeting, basically. And the idea was, you know, if you were the one who did the least amount of work, you had to wear this shirt. And it's a very disturbing shirt. Like, she painted it with, like, heavy oil ink, so it's, like, crusty. And, like, the goat eyes, like, gleam red. But it's – and so – and it's, like, a devil goat on there. And, like, to, for me to explain why it's a goat, I have to, like, explain why the meeting used to be called what it was. Yeah. And then I'm just like, yeah, that story probably wasn't worth it, but – oh, well.
Good story. Find that the best way to end stories that are falling flat is to say, and then I found $5.
And I tie an onion on my belt because that was the style at the time.
Nice pull.
Kyle just grinned.
Yeah, I was going to say, and Kyle's not even here.
Yeah. I got a few. I got a few of the go to the well kind of moves there. That's one of them.
Now the man with the pants around their ankles.
I think we're all back, huh?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
All right. I think just to mix this stuff up, and because I know Jason has probably the strongest idea of what he wants to be. Let's start with Jason on character.
Oh, yeah, we should do that. Should we do a What's Everyone Drinking?
Oh, yeah, no, let's do that.
Mine's pretty wimpy. I'm drinking seltzer water and Peychaud's bitters.
I saw you're not drinking during the weekend. Not drinking. I wondered if RPGs were an exception, but I guess not.
No, I can't make an exception.
Okay. To be fair, there is a smidge of alcohol in Peychaud's bitters.
Yeah. 3 dashes at 8%.
You're going to be loaded in no time.
Yeah, I'm lit. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That would probably get me loaded.
Matt, what are you drinking?
I have a cup of cold coffee in front of me. I had a glass of wine at dinner, but I've got a bunch of stuff to do after we're done here.
Okay.
Well,
Gersh?
I bought a 30-pack of Coors Light for some reason, and I'm just enjoying drinking piss water right now.
Nice.
Sometimes I just love shitty beer.
Yeah, and that's really all I wanted. I'm like, I just want something where I could just keep drinking. So I'm on my fourth one right now, and I don't feel anything.
Of course not.
It's just shit water.
You're just going to feel the need to go to the bathroom pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's all I was looking for, is so just one.
Just read a Bitter Brew, which is sort of the history of the Budweiser family.
Ah,
wow. It made me want to try Budweiser again. It's a good book.
Yeah.
It's a fucked up
family. What
are you
drinking, Jesse?
I'm drinking a rum and coke.
Nice.
Jesse, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a rum and coke.
Oh, okay.
What are you drinking, Mike?
What are you laughing at, Gersh? Did I say something?
Yeah, because Jesse answered the first time.
Oh, did he? I can't hear him. He, like, breaks up for me.
It's just because you're like, Jesse, what are you drinking? He's like, I'm drinking a rum and coke. Nice. Jesse, what are you drinking?
I was saying nice to something else because that.
I think I said nice.
Oh, you said nice? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, it wasn't me. Because all I heard was like, it was like silence. It's weird. I am drinking a hot toddy with ginger.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm going to have to try one of those one day because
it's an excellent thing.
To be a thing.
Your recipe, will you share again?
Sure. It's and I don't measure things. I put about a quarter inch of honey in the bottom. Now I microwave it, then it gets all white, nice and juicy. And then I add hot water, maybe like, and I've got like a 12-ounce mug, so maybe like another half an inch to an inch of hot water. Mm-hmm. And then I add like an inch to an inch and a half of whiskey. And then, and I'm using Writer's Tears, which is a pretty decent Irish whiskey. Mm-hmm. And then, like, just a couple, like, glugs of lemon juice. Too much lemon juice can kill it real fast. So. And then
fresh ginger.
Like, No, just ground ginger, a couple shakes. And then I just mix it all up.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Powdered ginger and...
fake lemon juice. The hipster mixologist in me cringes. It does you well.
It's what I have. It's what I
understand.
Have. It's not fake lemon juice. It's real lemon juice.
In the lemon shape.
From a lemon?
Well, it was from a lemon at some point, right? The only ingredient on the bottle says lemon. I just did not create it from a lemon.
I see.
Speaking of Jesse's rum and coke and not measuring, you guys remember that one video? I forget who the hell shared it. Really attractive lady making the rum and coke, and she's like adding like 8 ounces of rum.
Her attractiveness went down as she mixed that drink.
That was a crazy video.
I think I did that at AAC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all poured some heavy drink.
Yeah. That's
a good night.
She's an attractive woman in many ways.
Yes.
For heavy pours.
Yes, heavy pours.
The tide was not out as the
at
the podium.
I love the fucking picture. We should communicate totally in pictographs for one day.
Oh, I must have missed this. What is this?
It's on the rocket, dude. You don't do the rocket enough. Somebody like we
the
were
pictures
complaining.
Don't load. Like I got to sit there and click on every link.
Mm-hmm. The we were complaining about pores, and then one of the Anapodians came on and said, "Yeah," told a story about his boss who like said, "Yeah, the tide." Something with the tide, like, and everyone's like, something about it being, it turns out it meant a light pour, like, oh, tide looks like it's out on that one, and we were all like, we have no fucking
idea.
So then he drew a picture with, like, a woman.
Because Dave said, will you diagram that sentence?
That's what he said.
Didn't make any sense. Dave said, diagram that sentence.
So there's, like, stick figures, like a woman with hair, like, because she had long hair, like, talking, and then there's, like, a wave and pointing at the drink, and the guy pouring something. It's hilarious.
It was awesome.
All right, then. I hope they come. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome. All right. So, Jason? How are you feeling? You still feeling like you you like your choice?
Yeah. And I wasn't really thinking like, serial killer. I was thinking more paranormal. But it was the supporter who wants nothing more than the success and happiness of their friends. When I play D&D, I like to play a cleric.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of speaking to me. But then for the other life playbook, it was the smiler. The smiler wears a mask day in and day out. Whatever they style themselves as is nothing more than a facade, hiding the fact that underneath it there's nothing but a black void.
So Jason,
mm-hmm.
All I would say is this is a little too spot on.
Well, and I know.
No.
Both sides. This is like, but it's okay.
That's what I do.
I know, it's okay.
My fallen Delta Green characters
also,
basically need to.
I'm pretty sure that's not technically allowed.
What, playing yourself?
No, because the empathy stat can't be higher than 1, I believe.
I'm not saying
you shouldn't play that.
Looking at rules.
Because you're saying the supporter and the smiler contrast.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Because you have a complete lack of empathy.
I see.
The supporter's only thing they have is empathy, and I believe the smiler says you take all your empathy down to 0 and put it in your manipulation, but I think it's only up to a maximum of 1.
Mm. So then maybe I do something different. I still want the smiler because I like that kind of darkness that's hidden. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm the prodigy. Maybe the noble?
Ooh.
Noble in both terms of upbringing and their morals?
You can be the drag-along. It's just you can't play with a base starting empathy of less than 0.
You mean
the supporter?
But
if the supporter... not having read the rules since we originally talked about this 6 months ago. I'm assuming empathy
okay.
is used
I'm reading for, the rules right now.
Yeah.
You just convert your empathy into manipulation. Or brain power.
I'm wondering if the supporter needs empathy.
It really does.
Yeah. I would assume
like, pretend.
So. Your moves are like, I'm here for you, which is when you comfort or support an ally, roll plus empathy. It may not be a good choice.
Yeah.
Oh, but the Smiler, read the rules for Smiler when it okay. When you would roll for
It may be an interesting choice.
Does yeah. it does do the empathy moves use a different stat? Like
I believe so.
Where is this rule book we are speaking of?
I may have to say I found that it's probably linked 100 years ago in Rocket Chat, yeah. I'll okay. send it to you in a minute.
Doug, it's in your.
Hang on,
it's in your Mega somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
PBTA
may not be in PBTA.
It's not in PBTA. It's also not in Oddity High.
Can you use
the Oddity High rulebook's not in Oddity High.
In my Mega.
Yeah, high functioning sociopath. When you use a playbook move that uses empathy, you roll with manipulation instead.
Oh yeah, that's a good combination. I like that.
Yeah, let's do
it. I can play that character.
Sociopath. Is that one of the special moves for a Smiler?
Twirling mask.
Start with the following moves. The mask, high functioning sociopath, and nightmare fuel station attendant.
Oh yeah. You don't have empathy and you never have. You can't finish this, which is a move, with empathy, and if you try, it just leaves the target unnerved.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, let's go with it. Go ahead. Yeah, let's make a section on the sheet where we just write stuff down. I also have in Roll 20, there are character sheets, and you guys should all be able to edit them.
Oh, nice.
So take player one, Jason, maybe edit the name. And it's nothing fancy.
What's your character's name?
My character's name is Matsumoto Saeko. Saeko.
Yeah. Once again, butchering yep. pronunciations is fine.
You're welcome, everyone.
You're welcome.
Good thing there's no guildies from Japan. Or maybe
there are.
Maybe there are.
Just this is going to bring them out of the woodwork.
You guys suck.
And that would be appreciated. All right, I'm going to... Let's see. Where's Mega? I'll put it in Mega. I have an Oddity High folder, huh? It's not in there. That's really strange. You don't have an Oddity High.
You don't?
Oh, in PBTA?
Mm-mm.
Shit.
I do in mine.
Okay.
If you guys have access to mine, it's in there.
All right, it's uploading. I'm putting it in my PBTA folder. Do you have that link, Gersh?
Yeah, I'll just do this.
let's just make life easy, please. Do you have something you may or may not be able to find by searching on Rocket?
I'll put it at the top. I put a link to my folder.
Thank you, sir.
Which I think has all the latest stuff, if I'm not
mistaken. It's just like from November is the latest. I'm getting a little worried with a Kickstarter, although, I mean, I think we can make the rules work, but, like, the guy was like, oh, yeah, I'm depressed or something. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. I know what that means.
Yeah.
He's been watching too much anime.
Take the money and run.
Yep.
Except he provided something, so
he did.
Not as bad as some of them.
Yeah.
Speaking of taking the money and run, man, that is a crazy website.
My God, it's hilarious.
Wow.
Oh, the Whitman, Ken Whitman,
yeah.
or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't even dug into it. I just, it's on the Rocket.
Look at a high functioning sociopath.
It's in the Oddity High channel. Like someone or in Kickstarter, someone was saying, "Hey." I think it was Anthony was arguing with me about somebody was saying, do people ever take the, maybe it was Jesse, do people ever take the Kickstarter money and run? And I'm like, yes.
My question was, do they ever do it repeatedly, and why the fuck would anyone ever back them after the first time?
And Ken Whitman is your answer. They do it.
Because most people don't research things.
What did he create?
Well, pencil dice was one of them.
Okay.
So are those literally dice, literally pencils that you could roll as dice?
Yes. Yeah.
Pencils are six-sided. You just put pips one through six on this side.
I can make pencil dice for you right now. Just give me a Sharpie and a pencil.
I have a lot of six-sided dice. I'm not sure why I need a pencil that does that. I don't know.
Yeah.
So what if you forgot your six-sided die, but remembered
your bullet die?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I like dice a lot, but yeah,
So eventually I sharpen my dice away. Is that how that works?
Yeah. Oh, look at you guys naming all your characters. That's great. All right. And I did put, like, in the bio, I put just kind of the standard stuff. So you can list. There's no template for this, of course, but I just listed, like, playbook stuff. Do you want to do the... there's like the sub parts, or do we want to go through each character first? I could go either way.
What do you mean sub parts? Like the rest of them?
Your angle?
Playbook?
Yeah.
Like all appearance and stuff?
Yeah, I think appearance, you can, that's, let's just do the angle and,
okay.
Unless you want to think about it.
No, I kind of have an idea.
Okay.
For the character, let me just double check with the let's just do this.
Or, you know, I think what we just need is we kind of need what you're thinking. We can flesh this out.
Yeah, and I just wanted to before
I get too far. I need to actually look at the Smiler playbook. All I did was base it on the description.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
So if it's because I was thinking the middle angle, not the cheerleader, not the...
For the supporter?
Yeah.
The caretaker?
Yeah, caretaker. Not the martyr, not the cheerleader. The caretaker is kind of what I was thinking.
Okay, that's a good, nice contrast with the smiler.
Yeah, kind of really playing up the...
The whole supporter is, but...
Sociopathy.
Yeah. Male or female?
So yeah, let's... How female?
Yeah, please.
Let's go all the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
Let me see. Killing time. Yeah. So I guess that's it, right? So, the angle says, caretaker, you take a hands-on approach to supporting your friends, whether it's cooking them dinner, making sure they've studied for their exams, or patching up their wounds. You're always looking out for their best interest. After all, if they didn't have you, they'd be absolutely hopeless. So I think that works.
So it sounds like a great one for a sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and then there should be a deal. I think.
What's your deal, man?
What's your deal? The Smiler doesn't seem to have a deal. You have an obsession.
Mm.
A greater cause, yandere, or your best friend. What is this asterisk for?
The asterisk doesn't mean anything.
Okay, good.
I looked through the whole document and I could see nothing that referred to it.
It is a rough draft.
Where are you seeing that?
Under what your obsessions are?
Yeah. Oh, what's your obsession? Right there.
Page 78 for the Smiler.
Let me think about that.
Okay. Yeah, you can think about it. I don't think that one matters. And then some other stuff. You know, there is at the beginning of the rules doc. So you choose your angle and deal. You decide on your name and appearance. You got your name, appearance. Probably not so important. Pick your moves and powers. That probably can wait. You can figure out your stats while we're doing the other guys.
Sure.
You will need to pick a comfort. So usually that's in your real life playbook.
Mm-hmm.
That probably won't matter. And then we're going to loop back around to, we'll do friendships all together once we're done. We can probably do backstory either this session or offline. Good. I like it. All right. According to the reverse order, Jesse, you would be next.
Okay. My character is Kobayashi Maru.
Is that the impossible scenario? Kobayashi Maru? Yep. Okay.
I am a model student.
Okay.
And the model student, my angle is... My angle is everything is not all right.
Okay.
Things aren't fine. And I'm taking the move. Enough is enough. When I have a public breakdown, I can use my venting emotions to get result of any move as if you rolled a 12 plus.
Wow.
What are you? I'm sorry. I'm...
He's a model student.
Model student, okay.
Things aren't fun.
Enough is enough. When you have to have a public breakdown. I like it.
I feel like that happens quite a bit.
Okay.
I am president of the calligraphy club.
Okay.
And recently discovered that sometimes the kanji I write actually sort of come to life and have the power of what the kanji is, like
sort of like
fire kanji, burst of the flame.
Yeah. Okay. So, is there an other life playbook that feeds into that?
Yes, I'm a newbie.
A newbie. Excellent.
And the a spellcaster. Spellcaster, I can pyromancy and ending. My drawback is lack of control.
Very cool.
Powers turn off at random and turn on at random as well.
I like it. Lack of control. Motion linked. Don't be a motion link. That's like Watson. Okay.
And my character is gender fluid. And my name is Kobayashi Maru because no matter how many people confess their love or ask me out, I have said no to every single one of them.
So you're gender fluid. What uniform do you wear? Or is it a mix?
It depends on the day. No one ever sees me use the bathroom.
Okay. What is with, like, PBTA and gender fluid? We got Matt's character in the sprawl.
What we're here for.
Role playing.
Right. Okay. I'm rolling with it. I like it. I like the thought. Okay. Anything else you feel like you want to pick right now, Jesse? I think that sounds pretty good.
That's about it.
Okay. Matt, you would be up next.
All right. So my character's name is... Let me get back over to World 20 here.
Soga Kenko.
Yeah. And
Soga Kenko des.
What does that last part mean?
This is Kusoga Kenko. Like when you introduce yourself, you say, Des means that's me.
Des. Okay.
Or I am Soga Kenko, in other words.
He is, it's a male. He is the Brash.
Okay.
And his angle is Rebel. And his Otherworld playbook is the Leash. You know, I haven't quite
have worked a down monster.
Is that as kinky as it sounds?
It means every bit.
He has a beast. A beast.
It's just a series of off-camera tentacles.
Seriously?
No.
No.
I'm just going for it.
Good.
I'm totally down. I don't do the tentacles usually, but you know, hey, I'm able.
I haven't got the creature fleshed out yet, but so I'd like to get that one.
Yeah, we can think about that.
Do you have a familiar?
Yeah. There are beings out there that are mighty, capricious, and dangerous. The sort of things you wouldn't want to be alone in a room with, lest they decide to obliterate you. Somehow, you've managed to get one bound to yourself. This would be an issue, to say the least, except for the fact that it's completely at your service. Having such a powerful and temperamental entity at your command makes the two of you a force to be reckoned with. That is, if you can keep your servant in line.
Nice.
All right. Anything else you want to pick out? So you picked...
Rebel.
Did you pick your... they give you all of those. What's your deal? Did you pick your deal for the leash?
I have not.
Or do you want to think about it?
Let me...
matters. Take a look at that.
It might be determined by what the beast ends up being, so let me give that some...
I think that can wait. All right. Good, good.
Appearance, though, would be classically handsome, I think.
Okay.
Chiseled. I like it.
Okay. And guys, start thinking about... So we've got one... We've got Jesse... or Kobayashi San in the calligraphy club. Start thinking about how you guys are interconnected and what years you are and all those kind of things. Which we can fill all the years in stuff, but probably the most important thing is to start thinking about how you're connected. All right, Gersh, what do you got for me?
Well, me being me. I will be the mascot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. God, so you're a furry. You know, I was really hoping... Well, I guess that means that your GM gets to be the fan service, so... Uh-huh. An NPC, baby.
As to be expected,
Doug. That's, you know me. All right, so mascot
and
is a...
So many... Yep, so I don't have a...
Real life. Yeah.
A real life thing, so I'm just my whatever, but... I get to choose a few things from real life, the comfort and other stuff. So I'll do that later because I got to read everything.
Okay. What are you thinking? Just to kind of relate everything, what are you thinking for the mascot, like appearance wise?
Well, in so many anime and video game series, I have to be a cat. My name is Yoshi, which stands for good luck in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a cat. I've already added a picture of myself.
Okay. Did you look at your deals?
Yep, so the what's your deal, one of them is a talking cat.
Yep.
So that is
what the deal with that, it's called the talking cat, but it just means everyone else, aside from, I'm guessing, the crew, thinks you're just another animal.
Yep, that's exactly what I want.
Okay.
Nice.
How do you appear to the crew, though? Do you appear as a human with cat features?
Nope. I am a cat. I appear as... So think of...
And I'm reading Bleach right now, so this makes sense.
Yep.
But you don't turn into a hot, dark woman?
No, I cannot turn into a hot... So there are... I get to choose two custom moves, and that is one of the options, so I haven't quite decided what my custom moves are yet.
Okay.
But I'm not leaning towards that one.
Okay.
I'm probably going to be a helper figure. It's going to be one of them, so I'm going to actually choose... I got to choose someone in the gang, and then depending on what their other life playbook is, I'd gain skills. So I just want to write that stuff down. Because okay. We have a leash, we have a...
newbie. A smiler. And
a newbie and a smiler, so I want to see what
the smiler isn't on there. The newbie and the leash are both on there.
Oh, you're right, so... It's a newbie. Your teaching can't help them control their powers better, but you can keep them level-headed.
Maybe the leash... well, both of them, you're basically... Well, it's a helper figure.
Yeah.
What kind of leash is it?
I don't think he's decided yet.
Yeah, I haven't decided yet, Jesse.
Yeah.
So let me think about my custom moves. One of them I think is definitely going to be witness my true self. So I'll be able to transform into something.
Oh, nice.
So I'm thinking almost like whatever from Mulan.
The Lion King kind of.
Yeah, little dragon guy. Yeah. Oh,
Murphy.
Okay. Yeah.
Eddie Murphy, exactly.
Or, yeah. So I want to read these things through and think
about Okay. them. Cool. All right, and it may help once we define connections and stuff. Let's go back to Jason. So now we know what everybody is. You've got a newbie, models. Who is the newbie? Was a model student, right, Jesse? And Matt, you were the leash and what?
The brash.
You gotta look at the brash for a second here. That's where you do. You're not much with thinking. You're about action.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's.
I'm the tank. I'm the tank in our
Yeah. Party. And then we have the mascot, and then we have yourself. So, I mean, they've got kind of sample friendship questions. Everybody, except for the mascot, I think, needs a club.
Mm-hmm.
So it says if I am part of a club, that I'm literally the mascot.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you, Jason, think about, like, you can look at the questions for...
The friendship questions
and see if any of those resonate with you.
So I think the tank definitely needs someone like me or else they're doomed.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And that is Kenko.
Well, this is interesting. I'm reading the leash while we're talking and I could literally have the Go Master in my head as the leash.
Oh, could you? From Go.
Yeah, because one of the options is tenant. Your servant exists as part of you, and you have control over it when physically manifests.
Yeah.
It's almost like that Gomez.
I don't know. That would be interesting with the brash.
Oh, maybe it's the roommate. Your servant doesn't have a body or form of its own, but it serves. Interesting. It just reminds me of that anime.
Yeah.
Well, the roommate, it takes over your body.
Well, that's what happens.
Which is what happens in Hikari no Go.
Yeah. Maybe mine's a Kenpo master.
Kendo?
Kendo master,
or Kendo master. Either one.
What is Kenpo?
Martial arts. It's with Kendo is sword.
Swords.
Kenpo is a hard martial art style.
Okay. Open hand kind of stuff.
I'm going to say Yoshi is hiding something from... And... Okay.
This has got to be one of the smiler ones.
No, this is all in the supporter.
The supporter, really?
Yeah. And I will follow Kobayashi Maru to the end, no matter how far they fall.
Okay. Any thoughts to your character? Well, we don't know where Kenko-kun, like what his clubs he's in. But how do you guys know each other? We've got one character Kobayashi Maru.
Are we all in the same club, maybe?
Would you all be in the calligraphy club?
No.
It's tough to be in more than one club at once. It can happen, but it's tough.
Yeah.
But tell me, you guys can... I mean, I can try and come up with stuff if we hit a brick wall, but...
We all walk to school together in the morning.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Why? For a long time.
Why?
Because we live near each other.
Okay. Childhood friends.
How do these things ever start?
Yeah. Where did you guys... How did you guys all meet then?
Same neighborhood.
Okay. Elementary school? Meet in kindergarten? Earlier?
Meet in the park when we were in, you know, preschool.
Babies. Yeah, preschool. Okay. All right. Childhood friends. So what about Gersh? Yoshi?
So I'm a neighborhood stray.
Okay.
Everyone kind of feeds and knows.
You've just been in the neighborhood too. Okay. I like it. All right. So Jason, also think about, and you guys can, some of you can be in the same club. But you don't have to. I don't think the calligraphy club would be good as like the one club you were all in.
Well, aren't we? Isn't our school known for kendo, right? So maybe we're all in the. At least we take kendo as a class, maybe, or at the kendo club.
How about that? Yeah. I think that sounds reasonable. Like there's a strong kendo tradition at the school. Let me just write this shit down.
I'm the president of the calligraphy club.
Right. So maybe you are the model student, it might make sense that you're kind of doing multiple clubs, maybe to pad your prodigious portfolio. Okay, so that, but you're all, you've all, you know, and maybe there's a local kendo dojo. I don't know if they call them dojos.
They do.
Where you guys practiced in the neighborhood, so you guys are all kendo practitioners of various skills, except for Yoshi, of course. Is that sound?
She might be kendo.
I could be the kendo mascot.
Is Yoshi? I mean, Yoshi sounds like a female name. Are you a female cat? Or is that
no? That's a male name, actually.
Is it
a male name? Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So you're a male.
I looked it up underneath the male cat name. Male cat names. There's actually a webpage.
All right. All right. Let's go on. Let's do some more friendships with Jesse.
Okay. Aiko-chan doesn't live up to her full potential, and I know it.
Kenko? Or Seiko?
Aiko. Saeko.
Saeko. Okay. All right.
And look up to Kenko-san. Not that I'd ever admit it.
Okay. Because he's brash? What do you look up to about him?
That he's brash and
him, her. No, he's a male. You're gender fluid. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get all this down. Jason's female and Gersh's male. Okay. Okay. Anything else, Jesse, for friendships? Anything from your other life?
I just start with two. No.
Okay.
Who outside of That's it for now.
That's pretty good. All right, Matt.
Friendships. I think Maru and I were neighbors growing up, and we've known each other since we were small children.
Probably next door neighbors.
Yeah, like, okay. Or maybe even in a duplexy type situation where we
okay.
in the same building.
Okay.
And that's since as long as I can remember.
Okay.
And our family was friendly.
Okay.
And there's two, yeah?
Yep. You can pick another one. You see where they are at the end of your playbooks, right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. The friendships
yeah,
here.
Yeah, there's one for your regular playbook and one for... I think there's more for the regular... They make more sense for the regular playbook.
Okay. And Yoshi is my favorite sparring partner in the Kendo Club.
Yoshi's a cat.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yoshi's a cat.
I think that makes it even better.
No, a male cat.
Maybe, but Soga-san doesn't know that.
Maybe I've been feeding Yoshi for as long as he's been in the neighborhood.
Nice.
Okay.
Bowls of milk and such.
That's a good one. Excellent.
All right. Lactose intolerant.
What is training a member?
Where are you reading that?
I wonder if train is a basic move.
It's one of the things I could take that if when I help train a person, I'm still looking at my
moves. Oh, a helper figure?
No, not a helper figure. The one above expert tutelage.
Expert tutelage. To train their powers. Yeah, I don't know. It must be. Let me look at the moves.
It's not in the moves.
No.
I'm just gonna throw out there, man. I'm looking over a list of like spirits and demons in Japan, and there's some weird shit in here.
Oh yeah, I know.
Great stuff.
Why do you think the Japanese RPGs have such an excellent selection of monsters?
Wow.
Have you guys watched any of the overly sarcastic productions stuff?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's fantastic.
No, their mythology is... Noragami is a good anime, for especially if you like the mythology stuff. Because he's basically, the main character is basically, you know, the theory is that all the gods, you know, they have powers based on how many people are worshiping them. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's got basically no one worshiping them, so he has powers. So he's kind of like a grifter, con man.
Hmm.
And it's a good series. And the animation is in the, I really like the opening sequence. It's really, really well done. I think
What's it called?
Hulu. Noragami. N-O-R-G-A.
Oh, yeah. Noragami. So let me just give you an example, not to take too much time here, but there's four of them in the F section of this Wikipedia page. Furoribi, a creature engulfed in flames that flies aimlessly. Furutsubaki no Rei, a soul-sucking plant. Furutsubo, a beloved quiver of slain archers. And Futakuchi Ona, the two-mouthed woman. Like,
nice. Yeah, they got some weird-ass shit. All right, Gersh.
Yep.
You're just the mascot, so you get three friendship things to pick from.
Yep.
What do you got?
So, I am... Hang on, I closed it to look at something else real quick. All right, friendship. So, unbeknownst to them, I'm deeply connected with Matt's character.
Okay. So he's feeding you. He's like the one in the neighborhood who's feeding you all the time, right? And then some. Yep. But you have a deeper connection than that, is what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe some sort of guardian angel kind of thing. I won't say anymore. Okay.
And the only way Jesse's character can be anything close to competent is with my help.
Okay.
Well, he's a newbie, so
he's a newbie.
Seems appropriate.
Yep. Yep. Do we have enough connections with Matsumoto Seiko? Did everybody, like, does anybody have one that goes into Jason's character?
Yeah, I'm about to, yeah.
Okay, yeah, throw another one out there.
Well, we're all going to go into Jason's character, don't worry about that.
Hey now.
Yeah, so Matsumoto Seiko is essential to my plan, and I need them on my side. And I figured that'll be challenging since they're so fake. Like, I'll need them, like, really, like not fakely on my side, but, like, genuinely...
I like Gersh's picture. Jason, as the only clearly female character, I expect you to produce a suitable picture.
Oh, yes. I'll spend some time researching.
My happiness is totally reliant on you.
Yeah.
I'm a little sad. Well, I guess we've got Jesse's character, but, you know, I mean, I was totally going to have a best girl competition, but... All right. How are you guys feeling about...
I found one.
Nice. How are you guys feeling about friendships?
Good.
We've got... It sounds like you guys are pretty interwoven. We've got the thing tying you all together. And we don't have to... You've all kind of... So, you're all... Did we decide you were all in the Kendo Club?
Or...
We all...
Or at least...
Yes.
Did Kendo in the neighborhood? So if so, Kendo. Okay. So Jesse knows he's at least in one club. Yeah, the high school is going to require that you be in a club. This is a common thing in Japan. So you can be part of the going home club, but it's actually part of the rules, right? It depends. It's going to kind of influence your obligation, and obligation kind of rears up sometimes to, you know, you're maybe fighting a demon and like, oh shit, I'm missing my club meeting and I'm going to get in trouble. Cause obligation is a big thing, right? So, Jesse, are you going to belong to anything other than the calligraphy club?
I'm the president of that. It takes up a lot of my time. Okay. So
no, I think that's fine. Gersh, obviously you get out of the club thing. Matt, how about you? And there's a list of clubs in the rules. I can.
Yeah. So we're picking one other than the.
You can pick the Kendo Club.
I'm going to pick the Kendo Club.
Okay. I think for the brash, that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. How would you characterize.
I was thinking archery also, maybe, but.
Yeah, you could do that too. Something athletic would make sense for brash.
Right. Right.
So Soga Kenko, how is he at Kendo?
He's good at Kendo. Okay. Towards the top of the school ranking.
Okay. Obviously nowhere near your superstar.
No.
Among the better of the second
year.
Okay.
Right.
And then Jason. Own. As the support, and who was your key supporter role with? I forgot.
I haven't defined it yet.
Okay.
And I don't know that it, I don't know that I have to tie it to anybody.
No.
It was an option, and and the Smiler has an option too, but I don't think I want to do that.
Okay. So what are you thinking?
It's
that,
more about the gang. I'm thinking like a cooking club.
Oh, you did well on the picture. Just going to look at this for a minute.
take your time. And I found that so cute hair, nice clothes, focused eyes, and tiny smile from the Smiler.
Nice.
I think it all fits.
She looks so innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The smile never cracks.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Sorry. What? Huh?
Okay. So I think cooking is the club I would like to be in.
Okay.
Kind of in
that
supportive
makes sense from
role.
A supporter standpoint. Yeah. Maybe you're making
make brownies and take them to the friend. Yeah.
Bentos.
Eat them. Bento, yeah.
Not a lot of brownie making in Japan.
Yeah, matcha. We'll make some matcha.
Okay.
Matcha ice cream.
Okay. A lot of sweets. Uh-huh. It's not very masculine to like sweets, although, you know, so, but Jesse's character, so who knows? He could play it up. So what are we going to call you? We're going to call you Soga-san or Soga-kun. Yeah, as the brash, I don't know if you're going to, like, you know, liking sweets would be seen as kind of effeminate.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
So.
Japanese whiskey? I don't know.
High school? Sure. Okay. Clubs, so we got everybody's clubs, right? How about what... So you guys are all kind of grew up together. Are you all the same age?
Yeah, we're all second years.
Yeah, I think so.
That makes sense. So you're not the... You've been at the school, you kind of... Do you want to be second year? Like, if you're first years, it might be like, you know, you're coming into a new situation... and there's all this weird shit going on.
That may work better.
I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing stuff out there. Because, like, just so I'm looking back at all the stuff. You know, a lot of this sounds like it's going to be like, this is a weird-ass high school, which is part of the fun. And I think, you know, do we want to explore it together? Or do we want... Well, being second years gives you the option to have some sort of backstory and throw that in there. I don't know. What do you guys think? Jason, Matt, Gersh?
Yeah, I like the second year from the perspective we've heard the rumors at this point. Maybe it's the beginning of second year.
Okay.
Or, you know, we're if the student council president went missing a couple weeks ago, maybe we're like 8-10 weeks into school.
Okay. It gives us more options to fill in backstory. So I'm okay with it. Anybody else, one way or the other?
I like that.
Yep, okay. I agree.
All right, everybody's a second year. It'll be, should it be, we can start off, so we can think about, we won't do it tonight, because I think I want you guys to flesh out your ears a little bit, but opening scene, do we want to do the, there's always an opening ceremony at the beginning of the year, usually, what is it, end of March? I'll find that out.
We gotta have a rockin' song too,
like a theme song.
Yeah,
for this anime,
like really upbeat and a little bit of, I don't know, punk.
Have you heard "Kimi no Sei" by the Peggies?
I have not.
All right, let me hit you with that shit. Hold on. I don't know. It's kind of like the Japanese girl band Weezer.
Wow.
Japanese girl brand Weezer.
I'm interested. Go on.
Which, by the way, if you guys didn't see the last Saturday Night Live before the holidays where they had the Weezer skit at the very end, absolutely worth your time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear the friend?
Yeah. Yep. That's good stuff. This is exactly what I was thinking when I described what I described.
So you should this was an anime from this season, and I absolutely loved it. And the music was part of it, but Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai, and it's and it's even appropriate for Oddity High because there's all kinds of weird extraterrestrial shit going on. But the thing, like there's a best girl, and she's like smart-assed, mean. And then but the male protagonist is basically like a pervert. That's why he's called Rascal. It's great.
What's it called again? Rascal what?
Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you guys mentioned that in Rocket.
Have you watched it, Gersh?
Nope.
Mm. I mean, it's a lot of slice of life stuff. It's definitely way on the duck spectrum, so like if that scares you, stay away from it. But
no, not at all.
I mean, the first episode has she's the main protagonist or female protagonist, the best girl is she's slowly like disappearing, like no one can see her. So she decides to dress up in a bunny girl suit and dance around, but the male protagonist can see her, and so she's dancing through this library. Nobody's looking at her, and he's captivated, to say the least, because she's very attractive. And so then that sets off a whole thing where, and they go in and they bring up quantum mechanics about, you know, observable phenomena and stuff. It's really cheesy quantum mechanics, which almost makes it better. Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
That sounds awesome.
Anyway, all right. Where are we? I think we're just about there. This may be a wrap to session zero.
So I'll state my custom moves now.
Okay.
If you want.
Go for it.
Expert tutelage. So I know we have no idea what the rule means, so I'm sure we can figure it out, but I just like it because of the first sentence, where it says you've got a few tips for these humans since they clearly don't know what they're doing.
This is like straight from Bleach. You're like Miss whatever her name is. Yosuke, or what is the cat?
Hot purple-haired ninja chick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's why we got excited that you might turn into a hot, dark-skinned ninja chick. Man, she is hot. Yeah.
And witness my true self would be my other option.
Okay.
Turn into a hot cat girl?
No, I'm probably going to turn into some mythological cat creature. I'll have to go to some of these links that...
You could have a little bit of hot chicken. You
know, so. Mythological
chicken. Throw us a bone. I don't know, Duck. You seem to be injecting your taste here, but...
I'm injecting something. That's right.
We got there.
Yep.
And now we'll both have our images up.
My wife was asking me questions about this. It's like, aren't you sad you don't get to play a character? I'm like, I get to play all the characters.
All the characters.
there may be an NPC who follows you guys around. All, I don't know.
We can only hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, and I will choose whatever it is from what's that called?
I don't know.
The skill from some other person. Whatever it's called.
Oh, the real life playbooks? You get to pick
comfort.
Oh, comfort, right.
Yeah, I pick comfort.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, do that. Yep. You don't have to do that now. Yep. I wonder... yeah, I don't understand your training thing. Maybe I'll have to figure that out. But that training.
There goes the training montage.
Okay. Yeah, I just like how I'm going to have an attitude that you guys are a bunch of tools.
Dumb humans.
Story checks out.
Yep.
I mean, at some point we're going to realize that this cat has lived way too long to be a real cat.
I think you guys... No, you guys know she's... I mean, he's not a normal cat. That's definitely...
Yeah. We've just been feeding the neighborhood cat for 12 years.
Oh, you don't think you realize that yet? Is that going to be...
Yeah, we can build that into the story.
No, I'm pretty sure that in our first encounter, cat's going to show up and be like, you idiots.
All right. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
You know, it sounds like... It sounds like this training, like, this expert tutelage is a move, right? It obviously is a move.
Yeah, custom move, yeah. That's
and the name, and the move that you're doing is your, it's in bold, right? It's like, you're working with another member of the gang to train their powers, right?
Yep. So you, and then they get to have this move, old, yeah.
Right? Like, you might do that before they go into battle or something, and then they would get to take the holds forward to unleash their power with focus. Focus is awesome, by the way. You guys saw that, right? That's where you get to roll.
Yeah, 3 die and 3d6.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Keep the highest, too. All right. How's everybody feeling? I'm feeling
good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Our high school needs a name.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Do we need a Japanese high school generator?
Yeah.
Or we could look at Japanese high schools in Kyoto.
No, hold on. What's the name of the guy? The notable figure?
Like the god? The demons that Matt was looking up?
Or the fire-breathing chicken demon?
The prefecture head is Asano Jiro. So this is Asano Academy.
Oh. Is his family is maybe...
his family's been in for a long time.
Yeah. You guys like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. There's a lot of good school names in a comprehensive list of high schools.
Kyoto Gakuen. It's one that came up on
Sagano. Kyoto Gaidai. Gaidai Nishi.
Are we writing that down somewhere? Or?
I'm not. We are recording this, so probably have to. let's try it. So what? Or do we want to use the Asano?
I like Asano.
Let's do Asano. We'll say.
It's Asano, easier to say also.
Academy of Kyoto. How about that?
There you go.
And then that translates.
It's hard to remember that high. There are no public high schools in Japan. They're all essentially.
Yeah. No. You have to apply. Yeah.
You have to apply and pay tuition.
Asano family is old name.
Female corpse chewing graveyard spirit. Yubi Kajiri. What the fuck? I mean, what the actual fuck, Japan?
They're killing it.
Possessed scrolls of paper. Yeah, this is going to require more digestion.
All right, let's take a second though and think about the opening scene. So if we look through, and are there any other facts? But so the student council president disappeared. It's going to loop forever. Nice. Is this? Do we want to open with the beginning of your second year? Do we want to start, like maybe the? When did the president disappear in terms of the school year? And what time is it now?
Are there school years similar to ours?
They start in the fall. They start in the spring.
Okay.
And then they wrap around. They don't really get a break. Like, there's only a couple weeks off, but from when school year ends to the next.
Okay.
But they do have semester breaks. There's usually a longer winter break. And then there's a summer break for a couple weeks.
Yep. And I think they go to school on Saturdays.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yes. Well, it says in the rules that Saturday we're at school until 1 p.m.
Right.
So maybe the disappearance happened before a break, and now we're coming back like maybe the first day after a couple-week break?
And that would make sense with you guys being second year. So... You know, it's usually beginning of April, and then there's like a week or two off. So you're coming back, you know, maybe at the end, the end of your first year, she disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
She would have been elected to be the student council president. Like, they take over, they have the elections, and then they're kind of like for the next year, right?
Right.
It's not like, so she was second year at the time she was
mm-hmm. right, going to be a third year. Ready? She was going to be the student council president for final third year, but she'd taken over.
That's awesome, because then the rumor mill can spin over the break
all summer.
And you guys are chatting, talking to each other. So maybe we have our opening scene like at your neighborhood hangout or something before school starts. And you guys
like a coffee shop or
yeah.
Whatever
you guys want it to be.
A tea house.
A tea house? Sounds good. Would the brash guy go to a tea house? Maybe.
Oh, yeah. To meet his friends, he would.
Sure.
Maybe it's like a maid tea house.
a cat maid cafe. What?
No, maid cafe.
Yeah.
Oh, maid cafe.
All right. And if you have a real strong, like, tea house or whatever, if you have a strong preference on where... Well, we can talk about that next time. Neighborhood hangout. Maybe like a couple days before for a first day of school. Say opening ceremony.
We can meet at the local Viking restaurant.
Hmm?
We can meet at the local Viking restaurant.
Viking restaurant? Okay.
So that's what they call buffets. They're Viking style.
Oh. So you like a Viking. The Vikings. That's funny. Oh, those Vikings and their constant eating.
When I was in Japan, I kept like walking by this place that said like Viking food, and I was like, it doesn't look like Viking food.
Well, with your beard, I'm sure everyone is like looking at you like Viking.
And then I was like, oh no, that just means buffet.
All right, I figured out my comfort. It'll okay. be from the drag along. A smartass. Whenever I snark about a situation instead of doing anything to fix it.
That's how you get comfort. I like that. That is an excellent That's comfort.
Perfect.
I'm actually kind of sad.
I'm superior to all you guys, and I'm going to be a smartass.
I like it. You're definitely being the mascot. It's good.
Yep. And I'll transform into something to kick ass when you guys need me.
Despite you being a cat, I keep picturing you as Danny DeVito's character in Hercules, a little fatter.
He's a little.
Will you turn into a Namazu, a giant catfish that causes earthquakes? I only wish I was making this stuff up.
Why?
Or maybe, Mukuren, a swarm of eyes that appear on a paper sliding door in a building.
Ooh.
That's another specific.
Some very specific.
Super specific.
I like that.
Check out the YouTube video I linked. It's
okay. We'll check that out.
The Chorogumo, which is a pretty woman that's actually a giant spider.
Oh, now you're talking.
the myth is great because like this guy falls in love with her, and then everybody's like, "Dude, she's really a giant spider." He's like, "That's cool."
It's all good.
It's all good. You do you, pal. All right. All right. Well, I will flesh mine out between sessions.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do a doodle.
Awesome.
For our next session. And yeah, if you guys have ideas, just throw them out there.
Okay.
Yeah, what letter are you up to, Matt?
M. It just goes on and on. They're so funny. Nurukabi, a ghostly wall that traps a traveler at night. Mm-hmm. An animated lump of decaying human flesh.
There you go.
How do you even pick from this list?
I don't know.
An animated clock. That's really a mythological creature, huh?
Yeah. And really, if we go long enough, we can just work our way through the list.
That's right. We should, it sounds like we need some tables.
Oh, yeah.
A flaming wheel with a man's head in the center that sucks up the soul of anyone who sees it.
D66 tables.
I love
There's
D66
another
tables.
Game that uses D66. The Blind Sword system uses D66.
Oh.
So that, like, Longstreet Attacks and... Yeah,
I'm playing it right now with Mitch.
Yeah, I got out Longstreet Attacks, and I'm thinking about soloing.
Yeah, it's pretty soloable.
Yeah, the chip pull makes me think it would be.
Oh, I know what I'll transform into.
Are you going to save it?
An Uma no Ashi. It's a horse's leg which dangles from a tree and kicks passerby.
That'll
really be helpful.
Super useful. Doc, check this out. Yokai.com. You can click random yokai.
Random yokai.
Random yokai.
Well, Duck, I think this was awesome, man. I'm looking forward to the session.
Thank you, guys. It's all you. The Illustrated database.
I just got the one that Matt said, the Mukuren. The paper sliding doors and windows called.
The most specific demon ever.
That is so crazy.
I don't know. The horse is like thing. That's pretty specific.
That is really specific.
Here's one for Gersh Bakke Nickel. It's a monster cat or ghost cat.
There we go.
When cats live to an old age, they begin to develop supernatural powers and transform into yokai. Baka and Noko begin their supernatural life looking almost identical to an ordinary house cat. Soon they begin to walk about on their hind legs. They grow to be very large, sometimes as big as a full-grown human.
Shogoro? Shogoro is a ghost gong.
A ghost gong?
Ghost gong. Nice.
This website, or either we're all hitting it, or it's like really slow. It takes me a long. I mean, you think it would automatically be around? It's like 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's pretty slow. Well, this is the most traffic it's gotten in a while
ever.
How about a yubagabi, an old hag fire? It's a kind of hinotama or fireball yokai. It appears on rainy nights near riverbanks and takes the form of a 1 foot diameter ball of flame with the face of an old woman in it. No, wait. It can also appear as a chicken.
Those are different things.
But it does not remain in this form long. They were created out of the ghosts of old women who were caught stealing oil and died of shame.
Wow.
That's intense shame.
Oh, this is good. They have the uncanny ability to fly long distance up to 4 kilometers in the blink of an eye. Occasionally, they graze a person's shoulder and then continue off into the darkness. The unfortunate people whom they bounce off of invariably end up dying somehow within 3 years. However, if one is quick enough and shouts, "Aburasashi, oil thief," just before a yukabobi comes flying toward him or her, the yokai will vanish. The shame of being called out as an oil thief is too much to bear, even in death, apparently.
That's awesome.
Wow. Who knew?
Yep. All right, boys. Well, right. Thank you very much. I enjoyed this immensely.
Thank you, Doug.
Very good.
We will have a session one and see how it goes.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
All right, night, boys.
Take care, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.